Most women need surgery as part of their breast cancer treatment. A mastectomy removes the entire breast, and Dr. Cohen Clara Park says that may lead to sexual dysfunction and social distress. The assistant professor of surgery at Ohio State's James Cancer Hospital is helping patients preserve the breast nipple. She says the surgery is technically challenging, and that's why the Da Vinci robotic-assisted surgical system is involved.
The technology has been proven safe in many other operations, such as colorectal surgery or cardiac surgery and general surgery. However, the use of the robot in performing the nipple-sparing mastectomy is a newer indication. It has been premiered in European and Asian countries since about 5 years ago.
To do the surgery, Park makes a small incision using a camera and small instruments attached to a robotic arm controlled by a computer console. She's enrolling patients in a clinical trial looking at the safety and efficacy of using a robot to do the surgery. Not everyone will be eligible.
So nipple-sparing mastectomy is traditionally performed in women who have tumors that are at least several centimeters away from the nipple areolar complex and the skin, so that when we preserve those areas, the tumor is not involving the final area, the skin and the nipple that is going to remain on the patient.
Another important factor is women have to be smaller breasted for the surgery to be successful. She says in the past, people have sometimes dismissed what having the nipple removed does to patients. It has a lot to do with their mental health.
Studies have shown that many years even after mastectomy, patients experience different levels of psychosocial distress and sexual dysfunction after mastectomy. And by preserving the nipple areolar complex, while the sensation is often not preserved, by giving more natural appearance of the breast, patients report feeling less mutilated and higher degree of sexual function and psychosocial function after their operation.
It also appears to protect those women from reoccurring breast cancer just as well as a full mastectomy. A multi-institution study led by the Mayo Clinic found preserving the nipple and surrounding skin prevented breast cancer as effectively as more invasive surgeries for women, even though with increased risk like the BRCA gene. Insurance will pay for the clinical trial, but the question is, will robotic nipple-sparing surgery be covered down the road? Dr. Park says that is still unknown. Figuring out how effective and safe this surgery is will take some time.
We are hoping to have our data collected in about a year's time. I think that for patients who are undergoing consideration for breast cancer treatment, whether it's a mastectomy or a nipple-sparing mastectomy, it is a very personal decision for every woman. And so it is really important, I think, that all patients have all of the available information and opportunity to discuss the different options that are available to them.
There are 5 sites for this clinical trial, including Ohio State. Recent peer-reviewed medical studies have demonstrated the feasibility and safety of performing minimally invasive robotic-assisted nipple-sparing mastectomies. This trial will further evaluate potential risks in women age 18 and older. More information at WVXU.org. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.